Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Send It In on the BetMGM Network. I am not PJ Glasser. As they famously said in 2001 at the Oscars for Best Picture, it's the return of the king. It should be me, Jake Hassan, in with you for the next week here on Send It In. PJ Glasser taking a lot of vacation time. Good for him. Doesn't want it bad enough, I guess. Some of us are here. I'm pretty sure it's because PJ's on BetMGM tonight. I don't know. I don't really do that much research. All I know is that they told me to be here, and so here I am for the next 7 days. Except for Saturday and Sunday, because that's a weekend and this show doesn't air. But for all of the time in between, it will be me on the BetMGM Network, at the BetMGM Network, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, which is where you can go to follow the show, watch the show live, interact with the show. There's a little chat box function. Some would call it the betters box. I personally would never do that. But if you wanted to call it that, that's where it would be. In the little chat box, interact with the show at the BetMGM Network, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. And I guess it's perfect that I'm on this show for the next week because it's now officially baseball season. You may have heard the NBA Finals ended a couple days ago. Sorry to our boy Sean. RIP, sirs. Also, the NHL is over. Welcome back, Florida Panthers. So it's baseball season. That's perfect for me. And that's why I'm here, I guess. But before we get to all of the baseball, the NBA draft is tonight. There's some angles that we have to get to that. We will get to that in just a little bit. There's also some tennis going on. Wimbledon starts in just a little bit. It's happening right now. There's matches going on into the night. So we go to the Glasser guest line and we bring back our usual Wednesday guest who I have talked to probably more in the last month than in any amount of time previous in my 27 years of life. But Chase Kitty, BetMGM at Chase A. Kitty. Welcome back to the program, my friend. How you doing?
I am good. I'm locked into random tennis action, as is my usual hobby in the summer. You say baseball season. I say random tennis season.
Well, we all have to find something, and hopefully our listeners, viewers can get into tennis. Now, we'll get into all the baseball in just a couple of minutes, but Chase, let's just start with what's happening right now. I know there's matches happening now. It's grass season. There's different angles for that. So just walk us through your angles for now that we're playing grass matches and anything you got coming up this afternoon and tonight.
Yeah, grass season for the uninitiated. This is quirky little three-week period of time after the French Open where we all pretend like we should be playing tennis on grass, and then that leads into Wimbledon. So a lot of grass season is just like these random towns in Germany and England that have these six-day tournaments. The one I'm locked into this afternoon is Eastbourne on the southeast coast of the UK. Nobody needs to know any of this. But the tennis itself, because grass season is such a tight amount of time, a lot of time the books don't really adjust the prices correctly. You know, they're almost making these numbers off of the names of the players and the form that they have been in. But we've been playing clay tennis for the last 3 months. Grass is the total opposite of clay. Clay is really slow. Grass is really fast. Clay is all about volleying. Grass is more like serve heavy, and there's less emphasis on volleying. So a lot of these numbers are really bad. And if you're paying attention, you can really clean up. So like I have a big bet on Diana Yastrzemski this morning, and I don't think that match is over yet, but she's cruising. It should be over here shortly. Taylor Fritz, he is a very highly ranked American. He has won the Eastbourne tournament 3 of the last 5 years. He is in action here again after this Tommy Paul match finishes up, and he's something like minus 220. If you're not familiar with tennis betting, that might seem like a really chalky price to you. It's actually not that bad. If you don't want to lay minus 220, I totally get it. You can go find more narrow bets like winning in straight sets. You can lay the game spread, and you can shorten that return up for you. But really, a guy like Taylor Fritz in a tournament he's successful in on a court like grass where he's successful playing a guy I've never heard of, he should be a lot shorter than minus 220. So it's actually a pretty good price given the fundamentals. And you can find a lot of stuff like that if you're paying attention in this very specific part of the calendar.
You could pair that with something like the Dodgers minus 300 tonight against the Rockies with Yamamoto on the mound. There's ways to bet this. Anything else you're looking at tonight other than Fritz, Chase, anybody else overnight or early morning tomorrow even that you're looking at?
Yeah, you know, the European tournaments, sometimes you're betting overnight. There's a match that'll be like 5 a.m. local here on the East Coast that's played during the day over there. So one I'm looking at for tomorrow, kind of overnight for us, is Ekaterina Alexandrova. She is a Russian player playing against Iga Swiatek. Swiatek, very big name right now, but she hasn't been, I've talked about it before on the show, she hasn't been in great form this year. She's not really at the top of her game. And this price is noticeably short at BetMGM. Alexandrova is plus 135. You'd think you'd be getting slightly better odds playing against a huge name, maybe the biggest name in women's tennis right now. And that's because of the form issue. I think Alexandrova is a straight up better grass player than Swiatek is. Swiatek won a junior Wimbledon title, but she hasn't had the amount of success at Wimbledon that people kind of expected her to in her professional tour. So here in this Wimbledon warm-up period, I actually think she's going down tomorrow, and I like the plus money betting against it.
Speaking of Wimbledon, and we have some time, but just getting ready for that's the next big thing in the world of tennis that everybody's aware of, at least up to this point. But let's start on the men's side, and you have Alcaraz, you have Skinner. They're your two big, they're that first tier, the two first guys that you're looking at to bet on. I mean, at MGM, Alcaraz plus 130 and Sinner plus 180. Is there anybody worth taking a shot on outside of those two guys, or is this just what we're going to end up with again, where it's them two facing off?
It's hard to see it. Sometimes you would be willing to maybe take a shot with a grass specialist. You can find players here or there that are really good on grass relative to how they play on hard court or on clay. So sometimes you might be willing to assume that risk for the nice return. I just think where we're at right now with these two guys, Alcaraz and Sinner, are clearly the top of men's tennis. And so you're kind of having to pick one of those guys. It's very similar to what we saw in the French Open, where it was, hey, pretty sure this is what the final's going to be. Pick which guy you like. I was an Alcaraz guy. Here, I think you can make a better case that Sinner is in a position to be more competitive. And it's not like he wasn't competitive at Roland Garros. It was a five-set classic, but I think the faster pace of play that you're going to get at Wimbledon relative to a slower court like at the French Open, I think that favors Sinner. I think that's why Sinner is so successful at the Australian Open. So I think if you're the kind of person who's inclined to take a shot with Sinner, this is maybe the moment where you want to go with the slightly richer odds with Jannik Sinner.
And then on the women's side, Chase, it's Sabalenka, your big favorite. She's plus 275 at MGM, and then it drops off to 5, 6, 8 to 1 in that second tier for a number of contenders. Anyway, any angles that you're looking at on the women's side, at least right now, or at least percolating on for Wimbledon?
Yeah, I mean, Sabalenka, she's going to be the favorite for a reason. She's the best, most consistent player in women's tennis right now. But she's never made a final at Wimbledon. I would not say that she's an awesome grass player. And so I think you start to think maybe more being comfortable taking a shot down in the table. I think Vondrousova, who won 2 years ago, looks really good right now. She's quite an adept grass player. I think Mira Andreeva is going to be a very trendy name, sort of in the shorter, closer to the top of the table than the bottom part of the handicap. So I think that's maybe where you want to get more creative. There's been a first-time winner at the Wimbledon women's singles draw for, I believe, 7 straight years now. So you can get a little bold with the U.S. Open and the Wimbledon on the women's side and take shots for sure.
That's Talking Tennis. Chase, a Katie BetMGM. Real quick, Chase, want to get to a couple NBA points with you really fast here before we let you go. And it's more about future stuff. Obviously, the draft is tonight, but I want to get your opinion on some of the trades we've seen in the last couple of days. The Rockets obviously acquire Kevin Durant, and they fall. I mean, their odds come crashing down, obviously. They're in that 18 to 20 range, and now they're under 10 to 1. What does KD to the Rockets do for you, and do you view the Rockets as a true contender in the West, where obviously they would have to overcome the reigning champion, Oklahoma City Thunder?
Well, I mean, I think the thing you know with the Rockets is they have championship-tier coaching. They have championship-tier defense. From a cap perspective, they're really well-positioned to succeed. It's just they needed that offensive burst, and they needed the closing, and they needed the experience. They needed the offensive punch in the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, and they get that with Durant. So do I take them seriously as a contender? Yes. I still have a hard time putting them above the Thunder. And so for me, you're getting a lot less return with them, but still the risk of having to overcome the champ. So for me, I think I'm just more interested in looking elsewhere. I would rather play the trades in a different way. I would rather flirt with like a Jaylen Brown MVP, which is 66-1. I think narratively there's some juice there. And then I think the East is so wide open, playing the Eastern champion market instead of the outright, the NBA championship market. There are so many angles there. I think Detroit is a team that I'm looking at a lot right now. But I'm more interested, I think, in some Eastern futures play.
Well, you led me right to it, Chase. I mean, the East is wide open. I think you look at it, especially because at MGM, the Celtics, still your fourth favorite to win the East, even though they're clearly selling off. We know they're not going to have Tatum because of the Achilles injury. They just traded Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. How are you looking to take advantage of the market when there are misprices like this? And there's probably some teams like the Pistons, and I know a lot of people like the Magic as well, that are maybe longer priced than they should be because the Celtics still eating up some of that win probability.
Yeah, I just think if you're betting at the top of the market in the East, you're kind of wasting the opportunity. I think we don't know that something weird is going to happen, but the potential for something weird to happen is as high as I can ever remember in my professional handicapping life. So go take, you know, the longer returns with something like a Detroit or Orlando's great. Like I really liked the Orlando trade. I think, you know, with the offense they add there with Bane, you can see why people like them now. But now they're 4-1 to win the East. So it becomes a lot less interesting to me to get 4-1 on a team that's never really done anything. I think the Pistons, you know, I would say they outplayed the Knicks everywhere except high leverage in that first round playoff series. And now you get them at 14-1 to possibly win the East. Yeah, the Pistons haven't done anything either, but most of the teams that are going to be in contention for the East next year haven't done anything. And so why not go get somebody with a much fatter return rather than take a 4-1 play with an Orlando team that, I mean, I don't even know the last time they won a playoff round.
I completely agree with you. I think that we are well positioned to take some shots in the East here. Chase Kitty, BetMGM on Twitter at Chase A. Kitty. Appreciate his time as always here on Sinden. Thanks, Chase. Appreciate you as always.
Yep. Be good, guys.
That was Chase Kitty, BetMGM writer, analyst, got you ready for some tennis and the NBA going forward. And now, speaking of the NBA here on Send It In on the BetMGM Network, which you can find on Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter at the BetMGM Network, which, by the way, you can interact with the show through Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube at the BetMGM Network through the chat function. Again, some people would call it a bettor's box. I personally would never, ever do that. Who would do something like that? I don't know. Not me. But if you wanted to do that, you could go to Twitch, YouTube, Twitter at the BetMGM Network and send in your questions, your comments, your bets, anything that you are thinking about, anything that you are betting. Let us know how your day is going, anything that you got on the books for the rest of the week, how you think that the NBA draft is going to play out tonight. Whatever you got, send it in to Twitch, Twitter, YouTube at the BetMGM Network. Across all of those platforms, I teased it. Speaking of the NBA draft, a couple of things that are a little bit interesting right now. Obviously, Cooper Flagg, huge minus price to be the number one overall pick. I'm sure that Nico Harrison is going to be sprinting to that podium because he wants to show everybody how cool and smart he is and how he's not going to mess this one up. Then going second overall is probably going to be Dylan Harper, barring something insanely unforeseen. And as everybody has said, at three is where the draft begins. And we have seen a little bit of a move with the third overall pick, and it's really with Konkanipal to go third overall. He was 10-1 yesterday, and now we are seeing him get slashed now into the 6 and 7 range. He's still 10-1 at BetMGM, so a little bit of a price discrepancy there, but other places that Knippel price has come down, maybe some movement, some people hearing things on him to go third overall. And then it's the big question of where Jeremiah Fears ends up as well. You hear people say anything from 4 all the way to outside of the top 10. So that's another one where you are seeing a wide range of outcomes. A bet that I made, and shout out Sam Paniadovich, Bet Sweats Fame, 9 to noon Eastern here on the BetMGM Network. And this is going to seem very homerish because it is an Illini, but Kasper Jakachonis under 11.5 for his draft position, still minus 125. At BetMGM, the sports born in Vegas, title sponsor of this show, send it in, and the network, BetMGM Network. But him to go under 11.5 and be a top 10 pick, or at least a top 11 pick, it's juiced at BetMGM minus 125. I still think that that's pretty good value, hashtag value, as it were, because everybody seems so high on him. He's going to be at the draft in New York, getting a ton of social media clips of him. Big guard who has the potential to be awesome. You saw the highs and lows with him. Unfortunately, I lived those highs and lows as well. We don't have to talk about that too much. But I think under an 11.5 for Jakachonis, with seemingly so much mystery of what a lot of these teams are going to do and maybe some trades that we're going to see, just something to consider there for a little bit. So that's my bet for tonight. Jakachonis under 11.5 in the draft. Anything that you are betting in the draft, anything that you're betting on the baseball card, awards, games, whatever you got, send it in to the chats, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter at the BetMGM Network. We will get to it in just a little bit. I will say that I know you guys are going to have some questions about American League Cy Young. And a couple of points that I just want to hit on really fast before we get into the games. American League Cy Young, I think, is a little more interesting than the odds would imply. And Tarik Skubal's your favorite, minus 150, followed by Garrett Crochet at plus 450, Hunter Brown at plus 550, and Max Fried at 9-1. Huge drop off then to Jacob deGrom at 18-1. What's interesting about this is that a couple of these guys pitched tonight, Max Fried and Jacob deGrom, namely, and they both have pretty good matchups. Fried goes against the Reds. deGrom goes against the lowly Orioles, who, you know, have given up on the season already. And so those guys can continue to elbow their way in the conversation. But the point I want to make about Skubal is that I think he's more vulnerable than the minus 150 suggests. He got tagged a little bit by the A's yesterday at home, by the way. This wasn't in Sacramento. This was in Detroit. And he gave up 4 earned runs. And it looked like he was able to limit the bleeding and stop the bleeding because he gave up 2 runs in the first and second innings each. Both on home runs, too, by Brent Rooker and Denzel Clark, who continues to just be like Superman out there in center field. So I think Skubal may be a little bit vulnerable here. Also, the biggest thing for me when I look at Skubal, his velocity has quietly dipped over the last couple of weeks. He topped out a couple starts ago at 97.5 average for his velocity. Then it dipped way down to 95 miles an hour, got back up to 96 yesterday, but we're starting to see the velocity be a little erratic with Skubal. And I do think that part of that is he threw 190 innings last year, which was by far his career high. like not even close, like 80 innings over his previous career high. And now he's already at 98 innings so far this year. I'm wondering if the workload is starting to catch up to Tarik Skubal a little bit, and if maybe we're going to see a couple missed starts just for workload with the Tigers. They have the best record in baseball right now. They can afford to maybe let Skubal skip a start here and there. And if that's going to be the case for how excellent Garrett Crochet, Hunter Brown, Max Fried, Jacob deGrom have all been, they could start taking the door and maybe prying that open a little bit, especially Crochet yesterday, right after Skubal, 6 innings, 10 strikeouts, shutout. So we'll see what Fried does tonight. We'll see what deGrom does tonight. But I think that maybe Skubal a little more vulnerable than the odds suggest. Something to monitor. I'm not saying go rush and jam in bets on Crochet. I will say deGrom at 18-1, maybe a little bit of hashtag value, a nice little CLV sandwich that we can all suffocate on when it comes to the end of the year and Skubal just wins. But we'll see how deGrom goes tonight. We'll get into that when we get into the card in just a little bit. But let's get to your questions. Let's get to your comments, everything that you have for today. We go to definitely not the betters box, and we'll just call it the comments section. We have a tweet that was sent to me yesterday. Yakov Beanstalk says, thoughts on Ole Marmol manager of the year at 10-1. Cardinals currently in a wild card spot if they get in when people thought they were bottom 10 team heading into the season. I do think that this is really interesting, and I don't think it's a bad look, because Marmol at 10-1, when he's right, the Cardinals were written off. We all thought they were going to be terrible. Here they are, not only in the wild card hunt, but in the NL Central hunt today, they're only a couple games back of the Cubs. As the Cubs, the wheel's starting to get a little shaky on that train, especially with that pitching staff that's kind of just barely holding it together. If the Cardinals end up winning that division, Marmol probably just wins manager of the year, because you don't have a lot of really awesome candidates. Craig Counsell of the Cubs is your minus 260 favorite. Cubs fans want this man's head on a spike most nights on Twitter. Then it's Bob Melvin at 5-1, your second favorite, quote unquote. He's done a nice job with the Giants, and if they get into the playoffs, cool, but they're not going to win that division probably over the Dodgers. Whereas then Marmol at 10-1, coming out of nowhere when the Cardinals were expected to be rebuilding, or at the very least retooling this year. I mean, they were telling you they were retooling. If they win that division, 10-1, I don't think is a bad look for Marmol. And Beanstalk's right. Maybe even if they just get into the playoffs, that gives them a good shot at winning, especially if the Cubs only win the division by like a game, because maybe Council just didn't do that great of a job. B Mills, Jakey Rakes, a week of Jake. Let's go. Let's rock. Happy to be here. It's going to be a lot of baseball, mostly because there's not a whole lot else going on. At Brian Bobo Giles, Jake, how about LSU? Loved cashing those season-long futures we had. Thank you for the info. Would love to see a college baseball show next year. I would also love a college baseball show. God, maybe we should start workshopping names. Would be real long search for that name. I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. I don't know. It's not something that I personally have thought about a lot. Anyway, hey, those LSU futures were awesome. I know it was a 12-1 from February, but a cash is a cash. That price was wrong. And hey, who knows? Maybe we'll be able to find another one at 12, 13-1. That could be a season long. It was a lot of fun. Thank you to LSU for not making that a sweat. I thought we were due for 3 games in that series, but Coastal Carolina couldn't hang with Cade Anderson and Anthony Ionson. They were too good. B Mills says, Jake, let me know what you think of Diamondbacks White Sox over 4.5 first five. Rob Refsnyder, 2+ hits, runs, RBI. He should be leading off. We'll see how that goes at plus 120. And Gavin Williams under 4.5 strikeouts against the Jays, minus 105. We'll get to the White Sox and Diamondbacks first five over in just a little bit. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Rob Refsnyder, 2+ H to the double R. That's hits, runs, RBI. If he's leading off, I do like that look against Yusei Kikuchi. And Gavin Williams under 4.5 Ks against the Jays. Rhyme unintended. Williams is erratic, and the Jays playing pretty good baseball right now, so not a bad look there. Appreciate you guys coming in to interact with the show on Twitch, on YouTube, on Twitter, at the BetMGM Network is where you will find me here on Send It In for the rest of the week from now until next Wednesday. Yeah, that would also be a week. I will be here in place of PJ Glasser, so you can come in and send all of your questions, whether they be baseball related or otherwise. We will do this every day where we take out time to talk about your bets, your questions, anything you got cooking in the old noggin. We will talk about it. But for now, to close the show, we get to the card. We talk about all of the games on today's Major League Baseball slate in the last few minutes here on Send It In on the BetMGM Network with me, Jake Hassan, at @Jake_Hassan on Twitter, by the way. We start with the game that B-Mills brought up, Diamondbacks and White Sox. Total is 8.5. White Sox, your +120 home dogs. Zach Gallen versus Sean Burke, and B-Mills brought it up, and we are synced. I like the first 5 over 4.5 here. Two pitchers who are not very good. It is a hot and humid day in Chicago. It has been for the last couple of days. As you can see, if you're watching on Twitch, YouTube, or Twitter, my hair is insane. You could scrub a kitchen tile floor with this hair right now because it is so humid and the curls are everywhere, brother. It actually doesn't look that bad if I say so myself. But regardless, we have a lot of volume happening because of the humidity right now. So I'm going the first 5 over 4.5. I think you're going to see a lot of runs in Diamondbacks and White Sox. And I do. Now, this isn't the Jakey Rakes just for funsies home run play of the day, but it is a home run play of the day. I'm going Ketel Marte to hit a home run +360 in a FU spot to White Sox fans after. Well, we don't have to get into all that, but go on Twitter, search Ketel Marte. You'll see what some really not very nice White Sox fans had to say to Ketel Marte. Revenge spot, FU spot. I think he hits a home run today against Sean Burke, who, as Sean puts in our chat, is #buns. He's not great, folks, but Zach Gallen also bad, so we like the first 5 over 4.5. The game of the day, honestly, and it's a day game, so clear your schedule for about 35 minutes from now, 40 minutes from now. Jacob Mizorowski and Paul Skeens face off, Pirates versus Brewers. This is a pick. The total is at 7, and it is an awesome pitching matchup that I am very excited for. Mizorowski, your leader right now, odds-wise, for NL Rookie of the Year. Paul Skeens, your odds-on favorite for NL Cy Young, rightfully so. This is going to be unbelievable. Two really young pitchers who are going to dominate the league for hopefully the next decade. Will they be in their respective teams that they are now? Probably not, because those teams don't usually hang on to talent like that, especially when the Pirates are dumpster fire, benching their best players for, quote, lack of effort. Sure, whatever. Anyway, my bet that I have in this game, I like the Pirates. First 3, team total under a half a run. You guys know that I like these bets. You guys know I like to fade bad teams with good pitchers in the first 3. Mizorowski has shoved in his first 2 starts. The Pirates are absolutely pitiful and dead in the water. And a BetMGM parlay from our friends at BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Skeens over 7.5 strikeouts. Mizorowski over 5.5 strikeouts. And the under 7.5 is a nice little payout for you. That is our BetMGM parlay from our friends, BetMGM, the title sponsor of this show. Send it in, by the way, on the BetMGM network. That gets you +375. That is from the sportsbook born in Vegas, their same game parlay. But we move on. The card, Red Sox and Angels. Total is at 8.5. Red Sox +110. Angels -130 at home. Richard Fitz versus Yusei Kikuchi and the Angels -130 in this one. I don't really want to do anything with the Angels here with Zach Neto out of the lineup after he left yesterday's game with a shoulder injury. So I'm not saying to back Richard Fitz, but I don't know that Kikuchi and the Angels should ever be -130. That seems like kind of a leap for me. I don't know. I'm not rushing to the window to back old Dickie Fitz. That's just not something that I'm really interested in going forward. But something I am interested in is backing Mackenzie Gore on the money line today. A dog against the Padres. Nationals are +125. Padres -150. Total 7.5 in this one. I'll take the Nationals on the money line. I'll take them on the first 5 going against Pivetta, who has been good this year, but has a 6 ERA so far in the month of June. And Mackenzie Gore, phenomenal all season long going against a Padres team that is bottom 10 against left-handed pitchers. Rangers and Orioles, totals 8.5. Rangers minus 150 with DeGrom on the mound. Only thing of note here, DeGrom maybe can keep elbowing his way into this Cy Young conversation going against a terrible Orioles team. Got to pay a lot of juice if you want to back DeGrom with the strikeouts or on the outs. So I'm just interested in watching this. We're still 18-1 floating out there on him. A's and Tigers. I'm not going to try and go against the Tigers again. If anything, if you can't beat him, join him. Jacob Wilson props, bases, hits, whatever you want to do. Jack Flaherty continues to just be underwhelming in his return to the Tigers. The only thing that I would have in Blue Jays and Guardians, Guardians are minus 120. I think that's maybe a little bit of a short price with Scherzer making his first start for the Blue Jays off the injured list since the start of the season. Braves and Mets, Mets minus 145, Braves plus 120. Didier Fuentes, got to be real careful with that one, versus Clay Holmes. I think this is just right. Fuentes making his just second start. Holmes has been awesome. Yankees and Reds, Reds plus 170 at home. Total is at 9. The Jakey Rakes, just for funsies, home run play of the day. Give me Aaron Judge. No, not for one home run at plus 175. Two home runs at 14-1. Good History versus Brady Singer, 5 for 13. Singer, an extreme fly ball pitcher, and it's in Cincinnati where Judge has really good history. I want to bet the Twins. Minus 125 is a short price for Joe Ryan going against a Mariners team. George Kirby doesn't look right. And finally, to round it out, give me the Royals on the money line. Drew Rasmussen, not good on the road. Michael Wacha, awesome at home. And I think it's a turnaround spot for the Royals. That does it for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.